while we sat around dumbly smoking butts from ashtrays in the gray light of a gloomy day. Dean got up nervously, paced around, thinking, and decided the thing to do was to have Mary Lou make breakfast and sweep the floor. In other words, we got to get on the ball, darling. What I'm saying, otherwise, it'll be fluctuating in lack of true knowledge or crystallization of our plans. Then I went away. During the following week, he confided in Chad King that he absolutely had to learn how to write from him. Chad said I was a writer and he should come to me for advice. Meanwhile, Dean had gotten a job in a parking lot, had a fight with Mary Lou in their Hoboken apartment. God knows why they went there. And she was so mad and so down deep vindictive that she reported to the police some false trumped up hysterical crazy charge, and Dean had to land from Hoboken. So he had no place to live. He came right out to Paterson, New Jersey, where I was living with my aunt. And one night while I was studying, there was a knock on the door. And there was Dean, bowing, shuffling obsequiously in the dark of the hall, saying, "Hello, you remember me? Dean Moriarty, I've come to ask you to show me how to write." "And where's Mary Lou?" I asked. And Dean said she'd apparently hoarded a few dollars together and gone back to Denver. The whore! So we went out to have a few beers because we couldn't talk like we wanted to talk in front of my aunt, who sat in the living room reading her paper. She took one look at Dean.